Welcome to the fifth installment of Alex's Assumptions. I am your host, Alex, and in this installment, I will be talking about the August 15th, 2011 edition of Raw. Now, before I go into this episode of Raw, I want to briefly talk about SummerSlam 2011. I'm really just going to talk about the ending of the pay-per-view. Now, WWE hyped up the Cena vs. Punk match as a, quote, biggest match in wrestling history, unquote. Was the match good? Yes. Was it better than their Money in the Bank match? Yes. But the ending of the match completely ruined the whole purpose of the match. This match was to determine the undisputed champion. It was to determine who the better person was. We didn't see that at all. Cena put his foot on the ropes and Triple H didn't see it, so he counted 1, 2, 3. Right there just ruined the biggest match in wrestling history. Once again, it shows Cena cannot go over in a match fair and square. After seeing Raw, I have to tell you, the whole foot on the ropes thing didn't even matter. Anyway, Punk won and I was happy. But out of nowhere, Kevin Nash comes and takes out Punk. Talk about random. Talk about overbooking. People always criticize Vince Russo for this kind of booking. I never had a problem with the guy. But since people can relate to him, I would call the ending of SummerSlam a Russo booking. Again, I have no idea why people can't stand him. Anyway, after Kevin came in for no reason at all, Alberto Del Rio runs out and wins the title. So, after the biggest match in wrestling history, not only does it end the way that proves nothing, but it also takes away from Punk and Cena. Having Rio take the title at the end takes away from the biggest match in wrestling history. After the pay-per-view, no one was even talking about the match. Is that good? It could be, but not after hyping the match to be the biggest of all time. I tweeted about the ending of SummerSlam at McMahon101. That's at McMahon101. I was really displeased about the ending, but the fact of the matter is, it left everyone with questions. What will happen with the Cena-Punk match? Why did Kevin come out? What side is Triple H on? Does he know anything? What's the deal with Stephanie McMahon? Did Alberto hire Kevin? There were tons of questions. Honestly, this was one episode of Raw I was interested in. I know I buried WWE for months. Not only that, but I buried them in a lot of my podcasts. But for the first time, I really want to see how WWE was going to play this out. I honestly don't feel it's necessary to talk about the entire Raw broadcast. I'm just going to talk about the main points. On Raw, we saw some conflicting stuff. We saw Triple H speak. We saw Kevin Nash speak. We then saw CM Punk speak. We saw Kevin Nash meet with the head of the public relations guy. We also saw CM Punk meet up with Stephanie McMahon again. We also saw Alberto Del Rio speak. But that has nothing to do with this. The reason why I say this is because they are having one major story develop. We are seeing this story with Triple H, Kevin Nash, CM Punk, and Stephanie McMahon. I said there were a lot of questions that needed to be answered on Raw. Do they answer them all? Somewhat. We know why Kevin Nash was at SummerSlam. We know why he was at Raw. We know why he went after Punk. But we don't know whose side he's on. Is he with Triple H? Also, why is Stephanie McMahon there? We found out some information, but there is still a lot to be answered. After dealing with that, we saw a new story develop. We saw Alberto Del Rio champion. Now, when Punk was on stage talking to Kevin, Punk said that Rio did the same thing that he did by cashing in a briefcase on someone vulnerable, so he has nothing against him. I find that Cena actually has a problem with him. Cena made a point where he said that he and Punk gave everything for that title at SummerSlam. And at the end, Rio takes it. But, what did Rio do to Cena? Rio attacked Punk. Cena, air quote, lost to Punk. So why is Cena mad? Well, Cena says he didn't like the way Alberto cashed it in. Hold on, Cena. This is when I was turned around. The Money in the Bank briefcase is a title opportunity anywhere at any time. It doesn't matter when. That's the rules. Almost everyone before Rio, Edge, Punk, Miz, Jack Swagger, and Kane did what Rio did. Why is Cena furious? He has never had a briefcase, so he would never know. I can't stand when a logic when explaining something isn't there. This is one of those cases. It really gets on my nerves. It happened in the past, and it looks like WWE is trying to forget about it. One thing I do want to say is WWE is finally doing something right. Will it stay like that? Will it last? I'm not sure, but I hope so. Let me explain. When I ran my online fantasy wrestling company, otherwise known as an eFed, I'd try to have one major story on my show that I would write weekly. I would make one story the top story on that brand. I would then have a smaller story, but worth more, as it would be for a major title. That is what WWE has done. They made this Triple H Punk Nash story, but they are keeping it away from the WWE title. Then they made the Rhea vs. Cena story. It's a second story that doesn't have as much heat or attention, but it has a title added to it. While the explaining of the Rio Cena isn't as great as they hoped for, it's another story. I did that on my show and always thought WWE should do that. We always see the major story be Cena vs. Miz, Cena vs. Truth for the title. That was it. Now it's separate. Not only does Raw have a veteran type story with Triple H and Nash, but they also have a younger type story with Rio. They keep the veterans on air while build new stars. It's about time, WWE. Build your talent. Build the future of the company. But also have the major story somewhere else. The only thing that would make it perfect would be if Cena wasn't going after the title. It always works that way, though. It looks like WWE is trying to get their act together. I hope it lasts. I learned to never give my hopes up. Honestly, I am interested in next week's Raw. Well, I'd rather skip all of the matches and get straight to the Punk Triple H Nash story. That's all I want to see. You know they would build it slowly, so it would only be about 20 minutes on the actual show. It's something though, right? That ends this installment of Alex's Assumptions. Comment and like this podcast. Feel free to give your thoughts. You can also follow me on Twitter at McMahon101. You can also read my live coverage of TNA's Impact Wrestling each week on WrestlingNewsWorld.com. That's WrestlingNewsWorld.com. Also check out my Blogspot page, as I'm going to give it a new design and hope to have some new stuff on it. It's MiscellaneousMumble.blogspot.com. That's MiscellaneousMumble.blogspot.com. You can also download this podcast and my other installments on iTunes. Just search Alex's Assumptions and you'll be able to find it. Those were my assumptions. What's yours?